Chapter 9. All the Israelites were enrolled genealogically, and they are written in the book of the kings of Israel. And Judah was taken into exile to Babylon for its unfaithfulness. The first inhabitants to return to their possession in their cities were some Israelites, the priests, the Levites, and the temple servants. And some of the descendants of Judah, of Benjamin, of Ephraim, and of Manasseh settled in Jerusalem. Uthai, son of Ammihud, son of Amri, son of Imri, son of Bani, of the descendants of Perez, son of Judah, and of the Shilonites, Asaiah the firstborn, and his sons, and of the sons of Zerah, Jeuel, and 690 of their brothers. And of the descendants of Benjamin, Salu, son of Meshullam, son of Hodaviah, son of Hasanua, Ibniah, son of Jeroham, Elah, son of Uzai, son of Mikri, and Meshullam, son of Shephatiah, son of Ruel, son of Ibnijah. And their brothers, by line of descent, were 956. All these men were heads of their paternal houses. And of the priests, there were Jedaiah, Jehoiarib, Jakin, Azariah, son of Hilkiah, son of Meshullam, son of Zadok, son of Merayoth, son of Ahitub, a leader of the house of the true God, Adiah, son of Jeroham, son of Pashur, son of Melchijah, Maasai, son of Adiel, son of Jazerah, son of Meshullam, son of Meshillamith, son of Immer, and their brothers, heads of the paternal houses, 1,760 mighty, capable men available for the service of the house of the true God. And of the Levites, there were Shemaiah, son of Hashub, son of Ezraikim, son of Hashabiah, from the descendants of Merari, and Bakbakar, Heresh, Galal, Mattaniah, son of Micah, son of Zikri, son of Asaph, Obadiah, son of Shemaiah, son of Galal, son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, son of Asa, son of Elkanah, who was dwelling in the settlements of the Netophathites. The gatekeepers were Shalom, Akab, Talmon, Ahiman, and their brother Shalom the head, and until then he was at the king's gate to the east. These were the gatekeepers of the camps of the Levites. And Shalom, son of Koreh, son of Abiasaph, son of Korah, and his brothers of his paternal house, the Korahites, were over the duties of the service, the doorkeepers of the tent, and their fathers had been over the camp of Jehovah as the keepers of the entryway. It was Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, who had been their leader in the past. Jehovah was with him. Zechariah, the son of Meshelemiah, was the gatekeeper of the entrance of the tent of meeting. All those selected as gatekeepers at the thresholds numbered 212. They were in their settlements by their genealogical enrollment. David and Samuel the seer appointed these to their office of trust. They and their sons were over the guard service for the gates of the house of Jehovah, the house of the tent. The gatekeepers were on the four sides, east, west, north, and south. From time to time, their brothers were to come in from their settlements for 7 days to serve along with them. There were four chief gatekeepers in the office of trust. They were Levites, and they were in charge of the chambers and of the treasuries of the house of the true God. They would spend the night in their stations all around the house of the true God, for they cared for the guard service and were in charge of the key and would open up the house from morning to morning. Some of them were in charge of the utensils of the service. They would count them when they brought them in and count them when they took them out. Some of them were appointed over the utensils, over all the holy utensils, and over the fine flour, the wine, the oil, the frankincense, and the balsam oil. Some of the sons of the priests mixed the ointment of balsam oil. And Mattathiah of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shalom the Korahite, was in the office of trust over the things baked in pans. Some of their brothers of the Kohathites were in charge of the layer bread, to prepare it every Sabbath. These were the singers, the heads of the paternal houses of the Levites in the chambers, though set free from other duties, for by day and by night it was their responsibility to be on duty. These were the heads of the paternal houses of the Levites by their line of descent, headmen. These lived in Jerusalem. The father of Gibeon, Jael, lived in Gibeon. His wife's name was Maacah. And his firstborn son was Abdon, followed by Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth became father to Shimeam, and they all lived near their brothers in Jerusalem, along with their other brothers. Ner became father to Kish. Kish became father to Saul. Saul became father to Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And Jonathan's son was Merabbaal. Merabbaal became father to Micah. And the sons of Micah were Pithon, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz became father to Jerah. Jerah became father to Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri became father to Moza. Moza became father to Biniah, and Rephaiah his son, Eleasah his son, Azel his son. Azel had 6 sons, and their names were Azricam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel.